कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम राम राम। बोलो बलदेव भगवान की। थैंक यू वेरी मच ऑल द डिवोटीज, ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स, यंग एंड ओल्ड, ऑल द इंटरनेट लिसनर्स, एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम। थैंक यू। सो टुडे इज वेरी वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे। एक्चुअली दिस डे इज नॉन डिफरेंट फ्रॉम जन्माष्टमी। बलराम एंड कृष्ण, they are same, no difference. Today is the appearance day of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Baladev, Lord Balaram, who is actually very, very kind, very, very merciful. Lord Baladev appeared as Lord Nityananda. Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Though in the form of Baladev, he was not so merciful. He was merciful. But when he appeared as Lord Nityananda in the role of his own devotee, he was extremely merciful, extremely merciful. Devotees, we all have this problem. The problem is, we are attracted to a fair sex. This is the bondage. Man is attracted to a woman and woman is attracted to a man. Only Lord Baladev, Lord Nityananda can free us from this material desires. It is mentioned in one song, Aar kabhi nitai chand karuna haive, samsar vasana more kabhi tuch haive. When will be Lord Nityananda be merciful towards me and free me from all material desires for sense enjoyment? The sense enjoyment is very, very difficult to give up. I happened to meet one person. He was a Vaishnava, a Pushti Margi. He was a very old person, but very good health. He was about 80 years old, but good health he was keeping. So he was coming to the temple in Africa. He said, Swamiji, I have met many sadhus, but I didn't accept anyone, my guru. But I want to accept you as my guru. I thought in my mind, this so old man, you know. It was about 35, 40 years back. Anyway, I kept quiet. He said, please give me the blessings. I said, what do you want? He said, I want to get married. He was 85 years old. He has 11 children, 10 daughters, 1 boy. And he wants to get married again. I was thinking this man is going to die soon, still thinking. So this sense enjoyment is very, very difficult. And he used to recite the whole Bhagavad Gita every day. Every day, whole Bhagavad Gita every recite. By, you know, he knew by heart this whole Bhagavad Gita. So, unless or until the mercy of Vaishnavas like Srila Prabhupada and these all predecessor Acharyas, and Lord Nityananda, Lord Baladev, one cannot free himself from this sense enjoyment. Doesn't matter man's body or woman's body, it's very, very difficult. But by their mercy, it is possible. So Lord Baladev is very, very kind, is very, very merciful. When he was as a Baladev, when battle of Kurukshetra was declared. So both Duryodhan and Bhima were his disciple in learning the max, Gada Yuddha. So he didn't take part in the battle. He went for pilgrimage, Lord Baladev. When he went to pilgrimage, he went to Naimisharanya. Naimisharanya is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. And there are saints and sages. Romaharshan Sut was sitting on the... Thank you. You are very kind. Romaharshan Sut was sitting on the Vyasasan and 88,000 saints and sages were listening to him. When Lord Baladev came, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everybody stood up. But Romarshanasu thought, I am sitting on Vyasasan, why I should stand up? This was his very big fault. So Lord Baladeva didn't like this. When Supreme Lord is coming himself, he should have stood up. So what he did, picked a straw, put in his nostril. In the nostril of Romarshanasu. And what happened? He died on the Vyasasana. Point I'm making is, means he didn't like this. And when he, at this Romarshanasu, offended Lord Baladev, so he killed him. But all the saints and sages were horrified, oh, who's going to know? Speak. The Lord said, okay, I will make him alive again. He said, no. He has committed offense. And, but then his son, Sut Goswami, Ugrishava, the son of Romarshanasu, he was put on the Vyasasana and he recited the Bhagavatam. So, when he appeared as Lord Nityananda, in the role of his own devotee's teaching, actually he is more merciful than Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga wanted to kill Jigai and Madai. Lord Nityananda, Lord Baladev in the form of Nityananda, fell at the feet of Gaurahari. My Lord, you have taken a vow in this incarnation, you won't lift any weapon. How many you will kill? This Kali was filled with these kind of people. Please be merciful. When Lord, Nityananda prayed like this and begged pardon from the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, that's all, Lord Shripad, you have forgiven them, then embrace Madhai. So, actually, Lord Nityananda said, these two brothers, when second time he wanted to, hit me with a broken part, then Jigai saved me. So Lord Gauranga was very pleased, he embraced Jigai. Jigai was relieved from his sins, and then he said, I am going to punish you. So then Lord Nityananda appealed Lord Chaitanya, then he forgave Madhai also. I said, if you have forgiven him, please embrace him. Lord Nityananda praised Madhai. And these two devotees became a great devotee by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and then Chaitanya. So, Lord Nityananda is very, very kind, very, very merciful. And for our big problem, we should all pray unto the lotus feet of Gaurnitai. And to go to Gauranga, we need to go through Lord Nityananda, through Baladev. Raghunath Das Goswami, a great Vaishnava. He was trying to go to Lord Gauranga, but he was failure. He was not able to. He was son of king. He was so rich. But then Panihati, Lord Nityananda came. When Lord Nityananda came there, so he came to know Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. He came and he paid his dandavat from far. Then Lord Nityananda said, you thief, come here, I shall punish you. Why he called thief to Raghunath Das Goswami? Because he said, Lord Chaitanya is my property. How you can go to him without my permission? So Lord said like this, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami went close and Lord put his lotus foot on his head, blessed him. Then only was he able to relieve from the bondage of this material world. Devotees, we are all bound up in this material world. Maya is very, very powerful. Devihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratya. Very, very difficult. Even at the point of death, it's difficult to give up maya. Prabhupada tells one happening during the Emperor Akbar. Once Akbar and Birbal. Birbal was his only Hindu minister, but he was very intelligent, and Akbar had a great faith in Birbal. He was very intelligent, but same time he made mistake also, committed a blunder. And there was a discussion, and Birbal mentioned, it's very difficult to give up attraction towards the fair sex. Even at the point of death, Akbar said that, no, I don't believe this. When a person is dying, he has no more attraction for this fair sex. No, he said, then I don't believe. He said, okay, I will let you know. So there was one Muslim, very, very old man, he was dying, he was on the deathbed. And Birbal asked Akbar, let's go, this one person sick, please come with me. So Akbar used to listen to Birbal. So take your young princess, Shahzadi. So they went to see this dying person. He was only skeleton of bones, you know, no muscles, very sick. And Birbal introduced his such and such person, he's dying. So Akbar is inquiring, what is your problem? He talking to him. But this dying person looking to the princess, to the, you know, daughter of Akbar, said, then Birbal, he says, see what is, where he is looking. Then Akbar understood, it's very, very difficult. Unless we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda and the Vaishnavas like Srila Prabhupada, it's very difficult to give up. Very, very difficult. So Lord Nityananda is non different from Baladev. They are both the same. And we have to accomplish the mission of this human form of life. And this mission will be accomplished by the mercy of Lord Baladev, not otherwise. We need his mercy. And he will bestow his mercy upon us. He is very kind, very merciful. There's no doubt in this. So, who's Lord Balaram? And there's one happening. You know, when I was Prabhupada's servant, it was in 1977. We were driving from Mayapur to Calcutta. Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj was the Prabhupada's secretary. And there was a picture in the car of Krishna Balaram. And Lord Baladev has his, you know, hand like this on Krishna. So Prabhupada asked this question. He's Baladev, so powerful. Why is keeping his hand on Krishna? Nobody could answer. But then Prabhupada answered. Prabhupada said, though he's so powerful, still he's dependent upon Krishna. That's why he's keeping his hand on Krishna like this, you know. So, who's Lord Balaram? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. They are both one and the same identity. They are both one and the same identity. They differ only in form. Balaram is the first bodily expansion of Krishna. And he assisted in Lord Krishna's transcendental pastimes. He is the source of the entire spiritual world and is the Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. Actually, Lord Baladev is the giver of Krishna. Without his mercy, we can't have Krishna. We should all remember this. That without the mercy of Nityananda, you can't have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Raghunath Das tried so level best, but he was failure. But when he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he was successful to escape from his house and come and join the Lord in Jagannath Puri. So we should keep in mind, you know, we have to remember the mission of this human form of life. is to become Krishna conscious, is to have the mercy of Krishna. But this mission cannot be accomplished without the blessings of Lord Baladev. If I think, oh no, I can go direct to Krishna, no, it's not possible. So our predecessor acharyas, especially Prabhupada, gave us these tips, is guiding us. You know, there are some sects in India. There is one sect in India, they are called they have name, distorted name. They only believe in Krishna. Kanavanda. Only believe. They don't believe Radha, they don't believe anybody else. Only Krishna. Jai Krishna. The name of the sect is Jai Krishna. Totally nonsense. How we can go to Krishna without the mercy of Radha Rani or without the mercy of Baladev? This song, Nityare Karuna Have Brije Radha Krishna Pave. If we can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then only in the bridge we can have Radha and Krishna. Not otherwise, not possible. But anyway, so many pseudo sects are there. They have their own philosophy. There is nowhere. So it's mentioned that he is the source of the entire spiritual world and he is the Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. Adi Guru is Lord Baladev. Adi Guru Lord Balarama Bhagavan ki. It's not an enthusiastic response. Vala Baladeva Bhagavan ki. I want to tell you one happening took place with Prabhupada. You know, whenever I used to see Prabhupada, I used to be very excited, and it was in Hyderabad, 1975. Shruti Kirti, Prabhupada's servant. And what happened? There was a drought for 6 years in Andhra Pradesh. When Srila Prabhupada arrived there, and with his devotees from the west, they had a very good Harinam. And then what happened? Rain falls. There was a headline in the newspaper, Hare Krishna brought rain in Hyderabad. So what happened? Srila Prabhupada spoke and so many people were there, and I was also there in that program. So when Srila Prabhupada was speaking and people were very enthusiastic because Prabhupada has created a very big impression on the people of Hyderabad. Now after lecturing, now Prabhupada is going to his car. And I am trying to shout, Srila Prabhupada ki! And people were responding very loudly, you know. And people were coming close, and Prabhupada came close to the car. Very difficult for him to get in the car. And Shruti Kirti thought that I am, you know, just shouting and it's difficult for Prabhupada to get in the car. He pushed me like this. But stop this, you know. So I was down, and Shruti Kirti was Prabhupada's servant. But Prabhupada noticed this. Prabhupada looked at him, why are you stopping him? Then he was down and I was up, you know. Srila Prabhupada ki. So you people should respond loudly, you know. Prabhupada has sanctioned this. Srila Prabhupada ki. Baladeva Bhagavan ki. Yes. He assumes five other forms to serve Lord Krishna. He himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms called the Chatur Vyuha, four armed forms known as Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. These four forms are also The expansions of Lord Baladev, Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. He executes the orders of Lord Krishna in the work of creation. And in the form of Lord Shesha, he serves Sri Krishna in various ways. In all the forms, he tastes the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna. No one can approach Krishna without first getting the mercy of Baladev, which I already said. We need the mercy of Baladev. Without his mercy, no way that we can come close to Krishna. And when we approach him and pray to him, definitely he will bestow his blessing. It's not that he won't. He's very, very kind, very merciful. So, then, descent of Balaram. Whenever Krishna appears in the material world, he is accompanied by his associate and paraphernalia. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna descended into the material world, he was first preceded by Baladev. Only after Baladev gave his mercy did Krishna descend. Such is the intimate relationship between Krishna and Baladev. You know, but when Krishna appeared as Lord Ram, that time he appeared as his younger brother, Lakshman. So then he saw, you know, he was very, very obedient. He performed so much austerity to his elder brother Ram. Krishna is the, you know, incarnation of, Krishna is the fountainhead of all the incarnation. It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Iti chamsa kalapumsam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Indarari vyakulam lokam mridyanti yuge yuge. Lord has so many different kind of incarnations. Shaktivesh avatar, yuga avatar, manvantara avatar. But Lord Krishna is not incarnation. He is not avatar. He is avatari. He is the source of all incarnation. So he appeared as the younger brother of Lord Ram. And Lord Ram took so much trouble and walking barefooted in the forest. And Lord Lakshman couldn't tolerate this. He said, in next incarnation, I am going to become your elder brother. And he was able to control whatever Lord Baladev say. Lord Krishna has to accept because he's the elder brother. And you know, another happening in Gauranga's incarnation, when Lord Gauranga with his elder brother Lord Nityananda, they were in Puri. And one day Lord Nityananda mentioned, Lord Gauranga mentioned to his elder brother, Shripad, we are here chanting, dancing, enjoying. But what is going to happen to the fallen souls? The Lord Nityananda said, what do you mean? What do you want? Said, Shripad, I want you to go and preach. Make people chant Hare Krishna. So then Lord Nityananda said, I can't leave you. So then Lord Gauranga said, then how the fallen souls are going to be delivered? You deliver the fallen souls. I can't leave you. So, you know, Lord Nityananda's elder brother is ordering his younger brother, Krishna. He is Nityananda. He is Balaram. So then, what happened? Lord Gauranga, most merciful Lord, put his head down, started crying, shedding tears, you know. But when you love someone, you can't see him shedding tears. You can't see him crying. All right, what do you want me to do? Please tell me. Shripad, I want you to go and preach, you know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed this song, Nadiya Gadrume Nityananda Mahajan. पति याचे नाम हट जीवे रे कारण। श्रद्धावान जन हे श्रद्धावान जन, प्रभु आज्ञा भाई मांगे ए भिक्षा, बोलो कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण करो कृष्ण शिक्षा। अपराधा शून्य होए लहो कृष्ण नाम, कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण। कृष्णेरा संसार करो छाड़ी अनाचार, जीव दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व धर्म सार। दिस आर यू नो लॉर्ड नित्यानंद व्हाट ही सेइंग। सो लॉर्ड नित्यानंद सेड ऑल राइट, बट देन ही सेड प्लीज डोंट कम टू सी मी। व्हाई? आई विल कम टू सी यू बिकॉज प्रीचिंग इज सो इंपॉर्टेंट। दिस टू लॉर्ड्स आर टीचिंग अस यू नो Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram. Preaching is very, very important. One happening, I was in Africa, then I came back. Prabhupada kindly engaged me in his service. And then again, devotees wanted me to come back there. And Prabhupada said, you go back, you know. I said, Prabhupada, if you ask my choice is to stay with you. Prabhupada said, if it is important, then I can order you also. I said, Prabhupada, if you are ordering me, then I have no choice, I will go. So then he became very pleased. Bring Bhagavad Gita. I brought the Bhagavad Gita. Open up the 18th chapter, verse. Prabhupada said, read this verse. या इदं परमं हुयं मद्भक्तेश्य विधस्यति भक्ति मई पराम कृत्वा मामे वेश्यति संशयः। एनीवन हु प्रीच दिस सुप्रीम सीक्रेट, परम हुयं मीन्स मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज अमंग द डिवोटीज, डिवोशनल सर्विस टू हिम इज गारंटेड। एक्चुअली टू बी अ डिवोटी इज वेरी रेयर, वेरी रेयर। If I put on this garb, that doesn't mean I have become devotee. Unless and until my heart is changed, I am lost in this material world. So, devotional service to him is granted. And if one becomes devotee, then in the end of his life, after leaving this world, he will come back to me. Prabhupada said, see, this is so important. And another point Prabhupada made, and this point shows the merciful nature of a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. Prabhupada mentioned, see, Navyugandhara, these, you know, Africans, because of the bodily color, they are rejected by others, you know. They are rejected by the whites, you know. But there are also souls. There are also Krishna's part and parcel. And if you give them, if you become instrumental to give them Krishna mercy, Krishna's prem, Krishna will be very pleased. See the mercy of a pure devotee. There's no question for a pure devotee between any caste, color and creed. No question. Because we are all soul. There's no question of white, black, brown. Soul is same in all the bodies. So, then in the next verse, Prabhupada asked me to read that also. Nācā tasmād munuṣyeṣu kaścin me priya kṛttumā bhavitā nācād bhūyā anya priya tarūpubhi. One who is a preacher, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is saying, he is very dear to me. There was no one more dear to me than him, and no one will be more dear. So preaching is so much stress, and this is a preaching mission. You know, sometimes we like to retire, stay in one place, but till the end of Prabhupada's life, he kept on preaching. Even I have seen when he was, you know, so weak, only bones, no muscles. He was translating, preaching. I was massaging his lotus feet. He was sitting but lying down. Our god brother Panditji, Prabhupada used to call him Panditji, Pradyumna.
and then Jaidvait Prabhu, that time he was a brahmachari. Prabhupada inquired, how is the translation in this kind of situation? Jaidvait Maharaj said, Prabhupada is perfect. Till the end of Prabhupada's life is preaching. So the message is that we should try to preach. If we want to accomplish the mission of this human form of life, you want to have the mercy of Krishna, then preaching, you know, in whichever way we can, we have to preach. So Lord Baladev, very, very merciful personality of Godhead. So Lord Gauranga said, please don't come, I will come to see you. And then another thing he said, Shripad, I want you to get married. What? You have taken sannyas and you want me to give up sannyas and get married? He said, yes, Shripad. Why? A good householder can also attain Krishna prem. He can also attain Krishna, provided he is a good. So you should be the exemplary good householder. Lord Nityananda said, all right. Lord married two sisters, Vasudha and Janava. So then he came, Lord Nityananda, and preaching in Godram Deep, Nadiya Godram and Nityananda Mahajana. He opened up the marketplace. So, you know, preaching is very, very important. And such is the intimate relationship between Krishna and Baladev. When Baladev appeared as the seventh child in the womb of Devaki, actually, Lord Baladev is a son of Devaki. Savas Prabhu, what is the time? What time I have to finish? Okay. Thank you. What is the time now?
It's about almost
80 minutes to 9. 2 minutes before, you just raise your hand, okay? Thank you. 2 or 3 minutes before. So, you know, Lord Baladev is also son of Devaki. When Baladev appeared as the seventh child in the womb of Devaki, she could understand that this was a divine child. And this made her all the more concerned about his safety. Vatsalya Bhav, Mother Devaki is worried, you know. Even Kamsa could sense his potency and he became fearful, thinking he may have been tricked by the prophecy that he will be slain only by the eighth child of Devaki. At this time, Krishna instructed Yogmaya, his internal potency, to transfer the unborn child from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini, one of the other wives of Vasudev, who was hiding from Kamsa in the house of Nanda Maharaj in Gokula. So actually this both brothers, their mother, father, Vasudev and Devaki. But the seventh child, with the help of Yogmaya, Lord Baladev was transformed into the womb of Rohini Mata. And Lord Baladev is also known Rohini Nandan. Rohini Nandan Bhagavan Ki Jai. In this way, Balaram was born in Gokula under the protection of Nanda Maharaj. Garg Muni, the venerable Kulguru, family priest of the Yadu dynasty, revealed to Rohini that the child she was carrying was indeed that of her husband Vasudev. At the time of the name-giving ceremony, he named the child Ram. Bolo Rama Bhagavan ki. Nityananda Ram. One who gives all pleasure. Referring to the immense strength of the child, Garg Muni predicted that he will also be known as Balaram. Balaram Bhagavan ki. Balam means strength. Since he was forcibly attracted from the womb of Devaki to that of Rohini. He was also be called Sankarsana, as the son of Rohini. He was known as Rohini Nandana. And as the elder brother of Krishna, he was also called Dauji. Dauji Bhagavan ki. The form of Lord Balaram, powerful Lord Balaram, is 16 years old. Full of the luster of youth and has a fair complexion. The color of crystal. He wears blue garments and a garland of forest flowers. His handsome hair is tied in a graceful top knot. Splendid carrying adorn his ears, and his neck is splendidly decorated with garlands of flowers and string of jewels, splendid armlets and bracelets, ornament. Dauji, graceful and very strong arms, and his feet are decorated with the splendid jeweled anklets. Lord Balaram's beauty is enhanced by the earrings touching his cheeks, special earrings of Lord Baladev. His face is decorated with tilak made from musk. His tilak is made from musk. And his broad chest is ornamented with a garland of gunja. Balaram's voice is very grave, and his arms are very long, touching his thighs. The splendid of Lord Balaram's transcendental form eclipses many millions of glistening, rising moons, and the slightest scent of his boundless strength is sufficient to destroy many armies of demons. Although he knows the supernatural power of his younger brother, Krishna, still out of love for him, he never leaves Krishna alone in the forest, even for a moment. So, elder brother, he knew the power of Krishna, but he always protecting his younger brother. Always, never leave him alone. This is a beautiful pastime of Lord Baladev, even for a moment. Balaram is Sri Krishna's dearest friend and is a great reservoir of the nectar, mellows, and many kinds of transcendental pastimes. Specific pastimes of Lord Balaram. Dhenuka Sura was a powerful demon who had assumed the form of an ass. With his demon friends, he was occupying Talavan, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Out of fears of these demons, no one could approach Talavan and enjoy the numerous flowers and fruits in the forest. Balaram, induced by his cowherd friends, entered the forest, desiring to kill the demons. He began shaking the fruit trees, making a big noise. Dhenuka, furious at the intrusion, attacked Balaram with his rear legs, with his hind legs. But Balaram easily picked him up by his legs and whirled him around until he died as the other demon friends of Dhenuka rushed to attack. Krishna and Balaram picked them up and threw them on trees, killing them. Soon the forest was free of all demons, and it appeared that the bent trees were being directed by Balaram to pay obeisances to Krishna. Baladeva Bhagavan ki. Balaram kills the Pralambhasura. He killed the Pralambhasura. Once when Krishna and Balaram were playing with the cowherd boys, a demon named Pralambhasura entered their midst, disguised as a cowherd boy. Understanding the invincible potency of Krishna, he instead decided to abduct Balaram. Asuras, you know, they can't understand. This Pralambhasura came to know that Krishna is very powerful, so can't think that both the brothers are powerful. So he thought, let me kill the Balaram. Decided to abduct Balaram. At the end of the game, as the tossing party, as a losing party, he was supposed to carry Balaram on his shoulder. Carrying the Lord on his shoulders, he ran swiftly, but Balaram, realizing the true identity of demon, began to make himself heavier and heavier. Unable to bear the weight, the demon assumed his original form, which was like a huge, dark, effulgent cloud, decorated with golden ornaments. Balaram then brought his fist down the head of the demon, splitting it into two and causing him to give up his life. So demons, you know, actually the demons like this Pralambhasura and Keshi demon, those were killed by Lord Baladev. They are also, you know, they were demonic, but they are fortunate. Lord doesn't matter whether he kills or protect. Even those who are killed by the Lord, they get the salvation. They get the mukti. This is the transcendental nature time? 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So, demons, they, you know, also get the liberation. One who's killed by... I am remembering one happening. You know, during the pastime of Pandavas, Bhimsen was married to a Hidimba, a Rakshasi, demoness. Bhimsen and Hidimba gave birth to a Ghatotkach, born from a she-demon. And Ghatotkach had a son, his name was Barbarik. And grandmother, maternal grandmother, Hidimba, all of his grandchildren are dear to the grandparents. So this Barbarik was very dear to Hidimba. So she was telling him about Krishna's pastime, the purpose of life is to attain Krishna prema. And then if someone cannot attain Krishna prema, then he will die and again take birth, continue his devotion. Barbarik said, Grandma, it looks like difficult to get attain Krishna's, you know, lotus feet. Is there any short way to attain Krishna's lotus feet? Then Mother Hidimba, grandmother, said, yes, my dear boy, if somebody is killed by Krishna, then he has to get the salvation. So I think this is the easy thing. I want to be killed by Krishna. If Krishna will kill me. So she said, Krishna won't kill anybody like that, you know. Unless there is a reason, he won't kill him. But anyway. So then this Barbarik, he, you know, performed great austerity. Great austerity. And he, you know, so much power came to him. He became very, very powerful. Very powerful. Now this battle of Kurukshetra was declared, and Barbarik rode on his chariot and is going to join the battle. So Lord Krishna assumed a form of a Brahman, and is the Barbarik, oh Brahman, you knew my name also. Yes. Krishna in the form of Brahmana, I knew everything. So, who you are? I say, I'm a priest of the Pandavas. Where are you going, Barbarik? So I'm going to take part in the battle. So which side you're going to fight? Whoever will be loser, I will fight on his side. Then Krishna said, even dharma is not with him. He said, I don't care. One, whoever is a loser, I will help him. But where is your army? He said, I don't need an army. You have only 3 arrows in your, that what you call, quiver? Quiver, what do you call that? Quiver. But you have only 3 arrows, yes. I even, 1 arrow is sufficient. He has so much power, Barbarik. So, Brahman Ditta, you want to see my power? Yes. So he got off his chariot, took one arrow out of his quiver, and reciting some mantras. He said, see, before he was started reciting mantras, see this tree? How many leaves are there? So many, nobody can count. Very big tree. And you will see, my arrow will make the what you have, hole in all the leaves of this tree. So Lord Sri Krishna went further. In the form of a Brahman, he picked one leaf, put in his hand, one leaf he put underneath his lotus foot. When he shot the arrow, within no time there were holes in all the, you know, leaves. So then Lord said, Barbarik, you should not fight those who are not following the, you know, dharma. No, that I don't know. So he said, you can't stop me, Brahman Dev. He said, no, I can't stop you. He said, no, I'm going to. So then Krishna assumed his original form, released the chakra and cut his head. So then his head is laughing. He said, Barbaric, reason you wanted to fight by the side of Kauravas, I didn't want. So this was my desire, Lord, I recognize you. I wanted to kill by you, so now I will get the mukti. He said, so Lord was very pleased. He said, this is my first desire is fulfilled. I have another desire. He said, what is the second one? I want to see this battle of Kurukshetra. Lord said, okay, this head will remain alive. You will stay on one tree and you will see the whole battle. Anyway, the battle is finished. Pandavas are victorious. Now Lord Krishna said to the Pandavas, and Draupadi was there, let's go and see Barbaric. Barbaric came, his head came. And I think Nakul asked this question. Who was very, very mighty, powerful warrior? Then Barbaric started laughing. He said, why are you laughing? Why are you not telling? Who was the powerful warrior? So then he said, actually, when my grandfather Arjun was fighting with Karna, when he shot his arrow on Karna, then I saw Krishna's chakra was going, and actually Krishna's chakra killed the Karna. When he's fighting with the Bhishma Pitama, Krishna's chakra was there. Actually, this battle was between Krishna and the Kauravas. Then all the Kauravas understood. Pandavas understood. We were thinking, who is the warrior? Krishna was the original, you know, fighter. So Krishna makes his devotees instrumental, and all glories to the pastime of Lord Baladev and Lord Krishna. Bala Krishna Balarama Bhagavan ki Baladeva Bhagavan appearance day ki. Thank you very much. Nobody is supposed to eat anything okay, till noon, 12:30. Any question anybody has, please? Raise your hand. No question. You have a question? Raise your hand. No, sure, no. No question. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So Brother Krishna requested if anybody has some time to please come to the big kitchen and help the Lord Balaram
today. Very good. Oh, thank you very much. Rambo, Rambo. Nandri. Is yours? Are you? Oh, le gaya wo. Anik le gaya wo. Anik wo le gaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Are you? Ye danda jo hai na, ek gir gaya tha niche, usko hi rakha dena shuddh. Hare Krishna. Usko rakhte kahan rakhna hai?